Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Well, welcome to our show. Today we're going to begin with a devotional from Sweet Tea for the Soul, and the title of our devotion is Bless Your Heart. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs 16:24. The phrase, bless your heart, can be a wolf in sheep's clothing, kind of like saying bless your heart, can be a sincere expression of sympathy or a gracious sounding grenade. When Southerners want to say something nasty about someone, they pour a little word syrup over the insult to make what they say sound downright polite. For instance, bless his little pea-picking heart. If brains were dynamite, he couldn't blow his nose. Or, bless her heart. She's so stubborn, she'd argue with a stop sign. Or, bless her heart. Granny cooked enough supper to feed Pharaoh's army. You can say it nice, or you can say it as vice, but bless your heart is an expression that is here to stay. Bad mouthing is still bad mouthing, no matter how sweetly one says it. The tongue has no bones, but it has the power to break someone's heart. Our words should be as sweet as our tea. As the old saying goes, if you can't say something nice about someone, say nothing at all. And our quote for the day is a quote from an old farmer that says, remember to load your brain before you shoot your mouth off. Well, we have quite a number of prayer requests, and I know that our burdens are many and our trials are many, and sometimes our joys are few. And only by counting our blessings and focusing on God and His almighty providence in our lives can we really survive. So if you'll take a moment and bow your head with me and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to talk about things that are so important to each one of us and to families. And Lord, I hold up to you the Nashville situation where our dear friends have experienced some horrific winds and tornadoes. Lord, I don't understand, but I know that as time ends, as the earth is in its death throes, we will be seeing more and more of these. So be with those families that have lost loved ones and have lost their homes, and just sustain them. Lord, I pray for a homeschooling family that was in a recent car accident. Please send your healing on them. And Lord, I thank you for your sustaining power. I thank you for the many gifts you've given each of us. May we always use it to your honor and glory. And be with this show that our words will resonate with each person who's listening. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! I'm going to talk about Bible arts and crafts. And one of the things that I put on my Pinterest page, and you can go to mrgamblin2 at Pinterest and find it in my Bible section, is the jelly bean craft. And there's quite a few I put there. Orange is for heaven, so bright. White jelly bean is for the cleansing from sin. And each one of these has a lovely little verse that you can attached to it. Yellow is for God's perfect light. Green is for our new life in Him. Black is for the sins that we've made. Pink is for His free gift to share. Red is for the blood He gave. And purple is for the crown He wears. I think that, you know, it's wonderful to tie scriptural meaning into crafts. And so I'm collecting Bible crafts. I have a few there. And that leads me to the topic of curriculum, Bible curriculum. There is all kinds of Bible curriculums out there, and there's nothing as wonderful as just using the Bible as your curriculum. Even a young child who might not really have reached the age of accountability has a respect for the Bible. Even my most renegade students, when I get out the Bible and actually have them look up scriptures and figure out where the books are. I mean, these are students that maybe have never even held a Bible in their hand. And it's amazing how they have an innate reverence for the Bible. So when you are thinking of what kind of Bible class can I have for my students, I would recommend the kind of Bible class where you read the stories in the scripture, say what the stories mean to you in your own words, and then maybe even allow God to speak to your imagination and creatively reenact or retell the story. I would recommend that you have a memory verse every week, and that in itself is a priceless, concise, beautiful Bible curriculum. You don't need to add a bunch of worksheets. You can do all hands-on and all relational things, because after all, the whole point of the Bible curriculum is for your child to get to know Jesus better and to connect your heart with his or her heart and with God. So you do not need to spend a lot of money. You will be integrating your faith in everything that you do and say, and in every subject that you teach. And so just taking that time out for scripture is a beautiful thing. Questions homeschooling families ask. So here's a really good question. Has anyone put together unit studies for big kids, like middle or high school age kids? And I'm just going to share with you a study that I recently put together for my high school students in English. And I have five, which is great because I can do a lot of things with five students. So first of all, in their computer literacy class, I taught them how to do editing using Audacity. It's a free program. You can download it. And I taught them how to do that. I mean, you can see that it might come in handy sometime if I need them to edit a show for me for the radio. So I taught them that. And then in English, then the following week, we started with a small project first. We each wrote a 1-minute show. And if you do this, please send them to me. You can email them to me at mrgmediaministries@gmail.com. And we would love them. Now, a 1-minute show, and you can also email me there and ask for how to write a 1-minute show, because I have a 1-page, very concise. It consists of this. You brainstorm a topic that's appealing to a young person. You write 6 or 7 type lines of content about that topic. It could be a topic like how to get along with your siblings, or a strategy that you figured out that works best when trying to get something, you know, for your parents to allow you to do, or what you do if someone bullies you. All of those are great topics. You write that topic out, and then you find some, well, actually, once you get that topic written out, you can go back into Audacity and edit it. And once it's edited, you can send it to me and we will put it in our Teens Talk 1-minute show lineup. It would be great. We always need extra content. So that's a great project that you can integrate computer literacy, career skills, and English. And I would recommend something like that for high schoolers. I know my high schoolers really got into that, and I have a lot of good Teen Talks shows, so that worked out perfect. Today, I am here with Bill Reeves. He is the CEO of Educational Media Foundation. He originally was working with Working Title Agency, which is your film division.
That's right.
And so you're kind of combining this all into Educational Media Foundation.
That's correct. So I started WTA about 11 years ago as an organization that served a couple of brothers named Stephen and Alex Kendrick, who are filmmakers that had made movies like...
Yeah, we've interviewed them.
Yep. So I built that business over 10 years. And about a year ago, Educational Media Foundation approached me and said, hey, we've grown our radio networks, K-Love and Air One. We are wanting to grow into other media formats. And we wondered if you would have some interest in coming together as one company and you leading the full company. And I, my wife and I, you know, certainly was a long process, a lot to consider, but we just really felt the Lord was leading us to that.
Well, thank you so much. So this is what we have to look forward to in the next half of the show. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm here with Jim Hodges, and in front of his booth it says, Bringing History to Life, Jim Hodges Audiobooks. And there's a lot of familiar titles here. For example, Frederick Douglass, An American Slave, A Spy for the Night Riders. And you've turned all these books into audiobooks. So tell us a little bit about your ministry.
My ministry is to save mom lots of time because I don't get tired reading to your kids. I've recorded it once. It's on a CD in the MP3 format. You can get downloads from my site. I've got the Christian biographies written by Dave and Nita Jackson, Trailblazer series. I've got 31 of the historically accurate George Alfred Henty novels, unabridged recordings. The shortest one is 7 hours and 40 minutes. You'll learn history and you get some great character role modeling. And I love to read out loud. I homeschooled all 3 of our kids all the way through high school, and one of my favorite things to do with them was to read out loud. I've done lots of theater and performed in church, and so this is a God-given desire and gifting, I think. And so I'm trying to use it to bring glory to Him and to use the talents that He's given to me to provide for my family. And I do it by recording some really outstanding books.
So how can our listeners get to your website, and what will they see when they get to your website?
The website address is jimhodgesaudiobooks.com. On the homepage, you can sign up for my email list, and you will, in return, receive a complete audiobook, Under Drake's Flag. Sir Francis Drake circumnavigates the globe, and this is one of the Henty titles, and you can download it to your computer, you can put it on your iPod, you can burn CDs, and that's just my gift to you for joining the email list, and it'll give you a taste of my reading style and what the Henty novels are like, because those are really the backbone and mainstay of the business. The Henty novels have outstanding character role models. The author was a Christian, and a biblical worldview infuses his titles, but they're also very adventurous and historically accurate. So that would be my gift to you for coming to the site and signing up for my email list. But there's also overtly Christian titles. There's old-time radio shows. There's children's recordings. There's classic literature. I've got 80 different titles available as of today, and we're always adding to it.
Thank you so much. Go to the website again is jimhodgesaudiobooks.com. Thank you. Welcome back. I'm here with Bill Reeves. He is the founder and former president of WTA Group in Nashville, and now he is heading up as the CEO, Educational Media Foundation. I certainly appreciate you taking this time to talk.
Of course, glad to be here.
So let's begin with the very beginning. As a child, you know, we're talking to parents who want the very best for their children. How did your parents, or what aspect, looking back, can you see the Lord was already leading you?
You know, it's very interesting that you asked that question, because my parents had a lot to do with supporting my interests through the years. I came to Christ as a 9-year-old boy. Unfortunately, my parents had divorced and they had remarried, so I had step parents. But God got a hold of their lives after their divorce, and I ended up with 4 wonderful Christian parents, which I know is a bit of a unique ending to a story like that, but the Lord had plans. And so both sets of parents brought me up in church and brought me up in discipleship. And I would say, one, I grew up pretty conservative, one household, the other conservative, probably not quite as conservative. But I think the balance of those things led me to the love of the arts, especially music. And so when I was a young boy, I was already being introduced to Christian music.
And so Christian music was your first introduction. How did you get into film?
Well, I spent the first few years, first 12 years of my career in the Christian music business. So I was able to work for some of the bigger Christian music companies and had some really fun experiences working around the Christian music industry. Around the year 2000, the company that I was working for was distributing a kid's video property that I ended up leaving the music business to go work for, and that was a brand called VeggieTales. And so I spent about 3 years working for a tomato and a cucumber. And that was my first introduction to film. I was there when they did their very first movie called Jonah, a VeggieTales movie. And that was the first movie I ever worked on. And it kind of gave me the bug and helped me make the transition from music to film.
Of course, we've interviewed the cucumber as a cucumber.
Oh, yes, Mike.
We've interviewed him as a cucumber the first half of the show, and then we transitioned to the more serious part of the interview. But it's very interesting interviewing a cucumber.
Yes, it is.
I suppose not everyone's had that privilege. I think of that as a highlight of my career, is interviewing a cucumber.
Yes, and Mike has such a heart for kids. He is a wonderful, both Phil and Mike. Phil's Bob and Mike's Larry. And they both love kids. They have a real heart for it. So I'm sure that your listeners enjoyed that interview.
Now we want to focus on the Educational Media Foundation. Is there a website that we can point our listeners to learn more about you?
Yeah, you can go to, the easiest one to remember is klove.com. If you go there, you can have, you'll have a link both to the EMF parent website, obviously the KLove website, and then we have a sister network called Air One, and it'll take you to that as well as the WTA website.
Now, if you were talking to a family that is home, and a lot of homeschooling families don't watch television, they actually listen to radio more than they do television. But what good things could they find in both medias that you would recommend?
You know, for a guy who makes his living in the entertainment business, our children were very guarded in their media intake. We homeschooled, as I mentioned to you before we went on the air, and we have 3 kids, 21, or excuse me, just turned 23, about to turn 21, and a 14-year-old. The 2 oldest, we homeschooled all the way through, and we really monitored their media intake. When you do that, if you don't just turn the faucet on and let them consume everything they want to consume, there is good media.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that are educational. There's nothing wrong with entertainment media. Mm-hmm. It can help a child to be able to sort of relax and laugh and find some escape, you know, from the difficult things that life presents all of us these days. But where we look is we certainly look in radio. Streaming provides a lot of very good music options. The challenge with streaming is that it also exposes to a lot of negative music options. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we are really excited about at K11 Air One, is the ability to be able to provide just Christian music. And on the streaming side, there are things like PureFlix.com. There are ways to download content instead of streaming content. If you download content from places like Amazon Prime, then you're able to just pick what you want your kids to watch instead of just giving them carte blanche to everything that's on a Netflix or a Hulu. And that's how we would try to do it, is monitor that, as well as monitor the amount of time each day that mm-hmm. we give our kids.
Now, when you became the CEO of Educational Media Foundation, did that change some of the perspective that you had? I mean, it's quite interesting how you became the CEO. Maybe you could share that with us.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. So, you know, my background, as I mentioned, was in Christian music, the first half of my career. And then I spent the next half, actually a little more than half, working on film and television, working with VeggieTales. Then I worked for an author that some of your listeners may know named Max Licato. And I was helping him develop a kids series called Max Licato's Hermie and Friends, where I got to work with Don Knotts and Tim Conway, two of my heroes. And then went into the film business, working alongside filmmakers like Stephen and Alex and John and Andy Irwin, who made I Can Only Imagine. And so for me, it was a career that was built on trying to use media to share Christ with the world, bring some hope into people's lives instead of, you know, drag hope out of them. So that 30 years is of media experience sort of built up to intersecting with EMF, who for 30 years, 35 years, had been building a radio network, but wanted to be a bigger media company. That's why they're called Educational Media Foundation and not Educational Radio Foundation. But as they were sort of getting to the pinnacle of having built the radio network, they realized it was time. But finding experience in our space, in the entertainment space, with people who love Christ but still know how that business works, that's hard. And that's probably a place I would encourage a lot of parents, is to, as your kids show interest in the arts and in media, and whether it's the creative side or the business side. I faced a lot of pushback when I was younger because, you know, I grew up with a generation of churchgoers and leaders who would say, oh, don't go to Hollywood, that's evil. Don't get into the movie business, that's bad. That's one of the biggest mission fields in the world. And so I encourage you, if you have a child in that has an interest in one of those areas, please encourage it. You know, we do need missionaries serving in the fields in Africa and in China, but we need missionaries serving in the fields of Hollywood as
Amen.
Well.
We've come to the end of our show here, and I so appreciate you spending this time with us. I just love the fact that God works in every facet of our lives, and film and radio, that is huge, media in general. So I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.